الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليحسن إلى جاره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders and brothers, in this ayat of the Quran-e-Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one very important aspect in the life of man, and that is the aspect of being kind and being good to one's neighbors. In order to bring about peace, in order to bring about harmony in any society, then there's no need for large conferences or for people from all over the world to get together and discuss how is peace going to come into this world. We'll start off by practicing on the simple ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرُبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ. O Muslims, be kind to your neighbors, those that are close to you and those that are far away from you. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi explains this verse to mean, Jarizil Qurba, referring to those neighbors of yours who live directly next to you, whether it's on your right hand side, whether it's on your left hand side, in front of you or behind you, these are all referred to as Jaril Junub, Jarizil Qurba. And as far as Jaril Junub is concerned, your far neighbors, then from your house, 40 doors away, on all sides, in front of you, behind you, on your right, on your left, 40 houses around you. In other words, your entire neighborhood are all regarded as your neighbors. Another explanation of this verse is that whether your neighbor is a Muslim neighbor or whether your neighbor is a non-Muslim neighbor, irrespective, a Muslim has to be kind to all his neighbors, whether he's Muslim, whether he's non-Muslim. In one hadith, it is explained that if a person is a Muslim and is your neighbor, then he has two rights over you. One is because of his Islam, and one is because he's your neighbor. And if he's a non-Muslim, then he has one right over you because of the fact that he is your neighbor. One musalli in our masjid was telling me one day that on the day that our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Saab rahmatullahi alayhi had passed away, the Natal Mercury had carried an article about the demise of Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala raise Hazrat Maulana to the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus. He says that afternoon he had to go into one shop to buy his bread and milk. And he says, just as I walked in, there was a Hindu standing in the corner of the shop, and he had the newspaper open, and he was reading this article. And he says, when I walked into the shop,
He ran to me immediately with this article to show me that, have you heard about Hazrat Maulana's demise? So I said, yes, we've all heard about it. And indeed, this is not only a loss for the people of Durban, but for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says that this Hindu person now mentions to him, and he says that at one stage in my life, I was living in Cactus Lane. And he says there was one particular time when I was going through a very rough patch. I'd lost my job, and I was finding it very difficult to make ends meet. And he says, during this period, in this difficulty of mine, one night after Isha, or in the late part of the night, I heard a knock on my door. And he says, when I opened the door, I saw Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali standing in front of my door. And he says to this Hindu person, that I heard that you lost your job, and you're going through some difficult moments at this particular time. He says, Maulana didn't put his hand in his pocket, and he took out a whole wad of notes, and he put it in this person's hand, and he says, keep this for you. You are my neighbor. You have a right over me. You are going through this difficulty. Keep this money. If at any time you need any more, you know where I live. Come and knock at my door. I'm here to help you and here to assist you. Practicing on this verse of the Quran Majid, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ, whether your neighbor is Muslim, whether your neighbor is non-Muslim, a Muslim has to always show that excellent akhlaq and that character to everyone around him. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُحْسِنْ إِلَى جَارِهِ. That person who believes in Allah and the last day, then he must go out of his way to be kind and to be good to his neighbors. Showing the sifat, showing the quality of a Muslim, that go out of your way to be good and to be kind to your neighbors. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, مَا زَالَ جِبْرِيلِ يُسِينِ بِالْجَارِ حَتَّى زَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثَهُ. He says, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, he came so many times to me, insisting on me to be kind and to be good to your neighbors, so much so, that eventually I began thinking that very soon, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam will say, that now your neighbor will also inherit in your estate. Whereas that is not the case. The neighbor doesn't inherit in one's estate. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was impressing upon, how important it is for a Muslim to go out of his way and be kind to his neighbors. There was one alim in Johannesburg, Maulana Qasim Ali, rahmatullahi alayhi. He probably delivered many talks from this mimbar as well. He would come around in Durban delivering lectures, very, very active in the effort of da'wat and tabligh. Just to mention, Hazrat Maulana rahmatullah alayhi's demise happened such that he was giving a lecture in the Rainsword Masjid in Binoni. And after delivering the talk from the mimbar, Maulana got off and he sat on the musalla and he faced the qibla and he placed his hand on his chest and he recited the kalima twice and he passed away on the musalla just before the khutbah could commence, between the bayan and the khutbah. This was the demise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed this alim with. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Ali, when he moved into Actonville in Binoni, then the day he moved in, he sat in his home, and on small pieces of paper, he wrote his name, his address, and his phone numbers, and a whole lot of papers he had written this, and thereafter he went to every neighbor of his, whether it was a Muslim, whether it was a non-Muslim, 40 doors around him, knocking on the door, Assalamu alaikum, my name is Qasim Ali, I am new here in your neighborhood. Here are my contact details. If at any time of the day or the night you need anything, please contact me. You are my neighbor. You have a right over me. It is my responsibility to come and help you and assist you. Like this, he visited everyone in his neighborhood, informing them about his details and offering his assistance and help to them. Just now we heard about Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali's demise, Maulana Qasim Ali's demise. Our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed him with maut in Makkatul Mukarramah, in the haram of Makkah. Brothers, this kind of death, doesn't come about on its own. It's this sifat and these qualities that we have to bring into our lives, that inshallah Allah Ta'ala will bless us also. A person doesn't just get something like this by chance or by the way. It's this sifat and these qualities that we will bring in us inshallah, that Allah will bless us also. I read one article after Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali had passed away from one of his neighbors. Perhaps that person may be sitting here also. But the article read that on one occasion, the neighbor had gone for Umrah. And when he had come back from Umrah, it was the late part of the night. And he says that just as he drove into his driveway, he noticed the light was on in Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali's house. And he says, just as he drove up the driveway, he saw Maulana's door opening and Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali coming out of his house. And in his hand, he's got a packet. And in the packet, there's 2 liters of milk, there's a loaf of bread, and there's a tray of eggs. And he says that he went to meet Hazrat, and as Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali greeted him, he says he hugged him, he requested him for du'as. So the neighbor says, Maulana, what du'a am I going to make for you? You're supposed to be making du'a for me. But of course, Hazrat, with his tawazu and his humility, he says, you have come back from Madinah Munawwara. You have come back from Makkah Mukarrama. You make du'a for me. Your du'as are accepted. And he says, then Maulana gave this packet to me. And he says, when I took this packet, I'm saying, Maulana, what is this? Maulana says, you might need it. Keep it for you. So he says, when I went home and I slept that night, because of the long journey, I could just barely make it to read my Fajr Salah at home. And he says, after that I had a long sleep. And when I woke up at about 11 or 12 o'clock the next day, he says, the thing I needed the most at that time was that milk, that bread and that eggs that Maulana brought for me. And he says, this was what Maulana had given me the night before. Now if you have to ponder over this here, it wasn't something that happened by the way. There was a lot of thought that went behind it. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali must have realized that my neighbor is coming home today. Perhaps he may need these things. He must have went and bought that extra and kept it away. Then he must have sat and waited till the neighbor came home. And then he presented his services to this, just to make amal on this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyuhsin ila jari. That person who believes in Allah in the last day should be kind and should be good to his neighbors. In a Mubarak hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn that neighbors have about 9 rights. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the neighbor has about 9 rights. The first is that if he's in any difficulty, then you must assist him. Number 2, if he needs a loan, you must lend him that money. Number 3, if he is sick, you must go and visit him. Number 4, if he passes away, you must attend his janazah. Number 5, if there's an occasion of happiness in his house, you must congratulate him. Number 6, if there's an occasion of sadness in his home, you must console him and condole him. Number 7, if you buy any fruit, then first send some to the house of the neighbor before you partake of it yourself. Or if you cannot do so, then don't eat the fruit in front of the neighbor's children, lest it may cause some hurt to them that my neighbor is eating such lavish food and I am unable to afford this. Number 8, don't burn anything that will allow the smoke to go into the house of the neighbor. And number 9, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you're building your house, don't build your house higher than that of your neighbor. Perhaps this may invade in his privacy, or it may stop the sunlight from coming in, or may stop the ventilation from coming into the house of this person. These are the rights of the neighbors which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has outlined in the hadith. My respected elders and friends, we have to ask ourselves this question over and over again. How much are we doing for our neighbors? How much are we going out of our way to be good to our neighbors, to be kind to them? Sometimes, unfortunately, you hear the statements coming out of our mouths that I don't even know who my neighbor is. I don't even know who my neighbor is. This is not the shan of a Muslim. This is not the quality of a Muslim. A Muslim must go out of his way to be good to his neighbors. Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, my best friend, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advised me. He says, oh Abu Zar, when you're cooking your food, add a little extra water to your food so that the gravy will increase. and that extra gravy that you have, send this to the house of your neighbor. This will be an act of kindness for which Allah will reward you. Alhamdulillah, during the month of Ramadan, this is a common practice amongst us, that we normally send some savories over to the neighbor's house. The neighbor would send something over to our house. But this should continue throughout the year as well. To be good to our neighbors, even if it means at times, whilst we're doing some buying, one packet of fruit that we buy, something extra, that this I'll take and send to my neighbor's house. It may cost 5 rand, 4 rand, 10 rand, but this act of kindness, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward us. This is the first aspect of the hadith that is discussed about being good and being kind to our neighbors. The second aspect of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, fala yu'zi jarahu." That if you cannot be good to your neighbor, then at least don't hurt your neighbor. This is the principle that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has outlined in life. That if you cannot be good to anyone, at least don't hurt him. Don't cause any inconvenience to him. Don't cause any takleef to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "Man aadha jarahu faqad aadhani." O my sahaba, that person who hurts his neighbor, he has in fact hurt me. وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ آذَى اللَّهِ. And that person who has hurt me, he has hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which Muslim is there on the face of this earth who wishes to cause pain to Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by hurting or harming one's neighbor? One is causing pain to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day the sahaba were sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a masjid, and one person came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have a certain woman in our neighborhood, fulanatun, tasumu ad-dahr wa tusalli bil-layl." She's very pious. She fasts the whole year round, not only in the month of Ramadan. Out of Ramadan too, she is fasting. وَتَصُومُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَتُصَلِّي بِاللَّيْلِ. And she's fast, and she's performing salah at night. Throughout the night she's performing salah as well. What do you have to say about this woman? So one sahabi says, "Yes, but تُؤْزِي جَارَهَا." She has one quality in her also, that despite her reading salah so much and fasting throughout the year, she hurts her neighbors as well. She causes takleef to her neighbors as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hiya fi nar." She is in the fire of Jahannam, despite her salah, despite her ibadat and her fasting, because of her hurting her neighbors, she is in the fire of Jahannam. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, "There's another woman in our neighborhood. She tusalli al-maktubat. She's only performing her farz namazes. She's only performing her farz salah. But she is good to her neighbors." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and said, "Hiya fil Jannah." This woman is in Jannah on account of her being good and kind to her neighbors. My respected elders and friends, we have to sometimes think and ponder that during our life, how many times do we hurt our neighbors? Is there anything that we are doing that is causing inconvenience to our neighbors in any way? Perhaps at times the radio might be a bit too loud. Even if it's a qiraat or it's a naat that we are listening to. But is it so loud that it may disturb the sleep of the neighbor? If it is, then by listening to that qiraat, we are not getting sawab. We are sinning because we are hurting the neighbor for that. Sometimes it may happen, a person is burning a fire. Whether it's in a form of garden refuse, or whether it's in a form of whatever else, he's burning a fire, and the smoke from that fire is going into the house of the neighbor. Are we causing harm or takleef to our neighbors in any way? Here in our situation, living in South Africa, we have a system where the refuse or the garbage is taken away by the municipality. So once a week, we requested to take our dirt and leave it in front of our homes. So instead of me taking my dirt and leaving it in front of my house, I take the dirt and leave it in front of my neighbor's house. So in case the dogs have to come and rip the packet, it will mess his yard, it won't mess my yard. Am I hurting my neighbor in any way? Am I causing him any grief? We have to ponder over this. Think about it. Do some soul searching and see, are we hurting our neighbors in any way? The third part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discusses, the first part is about being good to the neighbor. The second part is not hurting the neighbor. The third part of the hadith now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discusses, is that what happens if you have a wretched neighbor? What happens if you have a neighbor who is causing takleef to you? You are good to them, You're not hurting them in any way, but your neighbor is being bad to you. How do you react in such a situation? So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رَجُلٌ كَانَ لَهُ جَارُ سُوءٍ يُؤْذِيهِ فَيَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ آذَاهُ حَتَّى يَكْفِيَهُ اللَّهُ. That person who, there are three people who the muhabbat of Allah is guaranteed for them. And amongst them is one person who has a wretched neighbor, a person who has a bad neighbor, and this neighbor keeps on hurting him, causing takleef to him. فَيَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ مَا أَذَاهُ. This person then makes sabr, and he is patient over the hurt of his neighbor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for the sabr that you are making, you have secured for yourself the muhabbat of Allah. And my respected brothers and friends, is this not what we all are searching for? Is this not what we all are looking for? The muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By just keeping quiet and making sabr over the harm of the neighbor, you have secured for yourself the love of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had just prepared some roti, some bread for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she just went to lie down. And in that time, the neighbor's goat came into her house and started nibbling on the bread, started nibbling on the roti. So Aisha radiallahu anha woke up and she saw this, and she chased the goat out of the house and she ran after the goat. And just as she came out of her house, Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was coming in. So he caught hold of the hand of Aisha radiallahu anha and he says to her, Aisha, where are you going to? So she says, Ya Nabi Allah, this goat came in and started eating the bread here. I'm going to discipline the goat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Aisha, come, let's go into the house. Don't spoil your relationship with your neighbor because of what the neighbor's goat has done to you. Forget about it and come back into the house. Teaching us akhlaq again, teaching us good character, how a Muslim is supposed to be conducting himself. My respected elders and friends, in conclusion, it's mentioned one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a fortunate person in this world is that person who has three things. One is a good neighbor, one is a spacious home, and the third is a reliable conveyance. So you got a good car, you got a good home, and you got a good neighbor, and in one riwayat, one narration, it's mentioned a good pious wife. If a person has this, then you have the best of this dunya. That person who has these three or four things has the best of this dunya. A person who has a good neighbor is actually, he's like living in Jannat in this world. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayh was amongst the senior muhaddiseen of Kufa. He had a Jewish neighbor who was selling his house. So this Jewish neighbor is selling the house for 100,000. Many people came to view the house and they complained to him that your house is overpriced. This house is worth only 50,000. Why are you selling it for 100,000? So the Jew says to them, you are right what you are saying. 50,000 is the price of the house, but 50,000 for the neighbor. You can go and look through the whole of Kufa. You'll never find a neighbor like Abdullah bin Mubarak. My house, the value has increased because of my neighbor. You want it, take it. Otherwise, leave it. This is the value that a person brings in his neighborhood. If we become good people, the place that we live in also increases. It becomes better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, I'll just end on this one more incident. There was one Jamaat that was here from Palestine, and one of the brothers that was there mentioned to us one incident. He says that he had one friend of his that was living in Jeddah. And this person who is living in Jeddah, also very active in the work of Da'wat and Tabligh, he says that on one night he had a dream. And in this dream he sees Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to him that go to a certain person who is the son of so and so, the son of so and so, the son of so and so, four generation names, and tell him that I am giving him glad tidings of Jannah. So this person woke up. And when a person sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, then that is indeed a true dream. So he wakes up and he sees, he's quite amazed that this is a message given to him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next night he has the same dream. The third night he has the same dream. On that morning when he wakes up, he realizes that this is a responsibility on his shoulders. He starts searching for this person, going from place to place, until someone tells him, perhaps if you go in a certain restaurant, there's a person who will be sitting in one corner making coffee, making qahwa. Perhaps that's the person you're looking for. So he says when he went to that restaurant and he looked and he saw there was one person there making the coffee. So he decided to ask him, "Bhai, what's your name?" But he was quite amazed the environment the person was in. He was sitting there, he had the music blasting on one side, and he had long hippie hair, completely clean shaven, and he's got the music playing on one side, he's pulling the hookah on the other side. He's thinking, "Yeah, maybe it's the wrong place I came to, but never mind, let me just ask him his name." So when he asks him his name, this person tells him, "I am so and so, the son of so and so, the son of so and so, the son of so and so," as mentioned by Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream. The person then thinks, "Ya Allah, now how am I going to give him this news?" But he said, "Let me just ask him one question first." So he says, "Brother, there looks like there is some special quality that you have in you. I want to know from you, there's something that you're doing. Can you reveal that secret to me?" This person says, "I have no secret in me. I'm a person as you can see. But you're asking me, I'll tell you one good deed that I do." He says, "A few months ago, my neighbor passed away. And his wife was extremely concerned as to how they were going to continue with their lives. Says, I told my wife to go and tell her she mustn't worry at all. As from that day, whatever my earnings are in my business, I will take my takings for the day and I'll make it in half. Half will go to her and half will come to you. So half of my takings for the day, if I've earned 100 for the day, 50 goes to her and 50 will come to my house. If I've earned 500 for the day, then 250 to her and 250 to me." And he says, "This has been my practice from the day my neighbor has passed away. Whatever I earn here, half goes to her and half comes to me." This person says, "This is what I wanted to hear. Now let me give you the glad tidings. This is what I've seen in the dream. And this is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about you." When this person heard this, he cried. And he says, "Me? Did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam take my name?" And he cried and he cried. And he made tawbah. He broke that hookah, that TV that was there, smashed it, put that music off, and started growing his beard, cut his hair, came onto the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this started off where? Just by being good to our neighbors. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq also, that we all can practice on this mubarak teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and become good people in our neighborhood. Wa akhiru da'wana.